Ukraine, that was a group called Troya Zelia, which translates as three herbs, and a combination, a medley of two songs, a Ukrainian folk song, Payamo, and of course that ever recognizable Take Five by Dave Brubeck. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. По мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Павліна, and I am delighted to have you with me for this hour. We've got some great programming coming up for you, Ukrainian Jewish heritage, and an interesting project in the Western Ukrainian city of Lviv as well, a book review, and this is an encore presentation of a book that, or two books actually, by a Vancouver author who has written a couple of thrillers based on Ukrainian current events as well as some throwbacks to history with incredible parallels. So if you haven't heard it before and you haven't read the books, you're going to want to tune into this because they are very good. I would say the author is a Ukrainian Tom Clancy. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Ukrainian singer Volodymyr Verminsky and Oy Upoli Ruta Ruta, a red rue in the field.
Ой, у полі рута-рута, на тій руті квітка. Шануй мене, мій маленький, бо ня лиш крихітка. Як не нимеш шанувати, не будеш ня мати. Бо я тобі не грушечка в саду коштувати. Бо грушечку покуштуєш, та й далі закинеш, а без неї молодої марно ти загинеш. Було тобі не рубати зеленого дуба, було тобі та й не брати, коли ти не люба. Було тобі не рубати зеленого дуба, було тобі та й не брати, коли ти не люба. Було мили не ламати зелену ліщину, було мили та й не брати, ха, молоду дівчину. Nine, nine.
na 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 hey na 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 hey na 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 hey na 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 hey na 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 na
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Get your early bird weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $80. That's $80 for an early bird weekend pass to this cultural showcase in Dauphin, Manitoba, August long weekend. These would make great gifts for any festival lover. Day passes and camping passes also available. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, 2017, Dauphin, Manitoba. See cnuf.ca for updates and for more info.
Кохає, бо гаряче мов жар.
Ukrainian folk group Express with a Veselovsky tango called Hutsulka Ksenia. And from South America to the southern eastern part of the States, the Cajun area, here is Jaden Chornoboy from Steinbach with the Cajun Two-Step. Слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Павліна. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. Leszek Alarhan vividly remembers that day in the summer of 1941, when he was a 10-year-old boy. The Germans had recently occupied the city of Lviv. Two civilians wearing armbands came to his family's flat and warned them not to leave the building. The Alarhans were puzzled when they watched a giant water tank roll onto their street. Soon the street was enveloped with fumes and heavy smoke. The family fled their building through an unguarded back way and began a desperate saga of hiding and survival. And so the historic heart of the oldest Jewish neighborhood on what is now called Staroyevreyska Street went up in flames. German soldiers set on fire the 16th century Golden Rose Synagogue, the City Synagogue, and the Beth Hamidrash, a house of learning, and the site remained derelict for decades. A fascinating article by the journalist Olesa Yaremchuk in a recent edition of the online journal The Ukrainians recounts this destruction and the 21st century Ukrainian response to acknowledge and commemorate this loss. A memorial complex called the Space of Synagogues, dedicated last September, now occupies the historic site. Sofia Diak is the director of the Center for Urban History of East Central Europe, a Lviv nonprofit that helped initiate and coordinate the project. She explained to Public Radio International the reasoning behind the concept. She pointed out, "It's about signaling a story of absence while also telling a story of presence." Lviv has had a rich Jewish history for centuries, and before the Second World War, up to a third of the city's population was Jewish. The Holocaust wiped out the community. Decades of Soviet neglect and hostility to the Jewish heritage Lviv, as well as indifference after Ukrainian independence, dimmed the public's memory and their understanding of a vital component of the city's history. Lviv Center for Urban History held a conference in 2008 to commemorate the history of Jews in Lviv. The architectural historian Sergei Krautsev of Hebrew University in Jerusalem led a guided tour of the site. This prompted the discussions that led to the 2010 international competition for designs for the Space of Synagogues. There was a lively debate over the idea. Some members of the Jewish community feel the Golden Rose Synagogue should be rebuilt and revived as a working house of prayer. Others argued this was not currently practical. A determined coalition pushed the project through to completion. This coalition included the Executive Committee of the Lviv City Council, the City's Office of Historical Environment Preservation, the Center for Urban History, and the German International Development Agency, GIZ. Lviv's Hasid Area Jewish Charity Fund, the U.S.-based Gesher Galicia Genealogy Association, and the Israel-based Association of Commemoration Lviv Jewish Heritage and Sites joined in. The sponsors commissioned two German architects from Berlin, Sophie Janke and Franz Reschke, for the project. The project documents were finalized by the Ukrainian architect Yuri Stoliarov. The Berlin architects designed an open area with different installations. They explained their concept to the German broadcaster DW. "We interpreted three separate atmospheres," Reschke said. For the Beth Hamidrash, he and Janke strove to convey a vivid character and open spaces. A large grass square occupies the area where the building stood, with white stone blocks outlining its contours. The remains of the Golden Rose Synagogue have been cleaned up but left standing as they were. "We wanted the authentic ruins so that people reflected over the destruction of these buildings," Reschke said. And in the center of these two is a structure called Perpetuation. It is a line of irregular vertical stone slabs etched with photos and quotes from Lviv's one-time Jewish residents. "We wanted to show that there was a rich history before," said Janke. "But then, in the middle of the line, there's a space. This is when fear came. After that, the stones break down and get lower. There aren't quotes on the last stones, because the future is still to be written," she said. Jewish scholars from around the world contributed the quotes for consideration. Ada Dianova and Rabbi Siva Finderman of Lviv's Hasid area organized the intense town hall discussions within the Jewish community that decided by vote which quotes to include. Despite all the debates and local controversies, the Space of Synagogues has been successfully woven into the emerging urban landscape of Lviv, and the memorial complex does not prevent the reconstruction of the Golden Rose Synagogue should that prove feasible in the future. And Dr. Leszek Allerhand, now 85 years old, was on hand at the opening of the memorial to bear witness. The memorial is beginning to make an impact beyond Lviv. The Space of Synagogues was nominated for the Mies van der Rohe Prize. This award from the European Commission and the Mies van der Rohe Fund recognizes innovations in contemporary architecture and the generation of new ideas for the European environment. This is the first project from Ukraine to be nominated. Meyer Balaban, the outstanding historian of Polish and Galician Jews, evoked the spirit of the past of the Jewish community of Lviv in the early 20th century. His words, written before the horrors to come and before his own death in the Warsaw Ghetto in 1942, are among the texts featured in the Space of Synagogues and are particularly resonant today. Balaban wrote, "The entire history of the Jews in this city comes together in this close, fenced-in little courtyard. And from the old walls of the synagogue, the cold, the frost of the ages beat down, the shudder of four long centuries. Walk through these streets with me. Enter these buildings that for centuries have hidden so many contradictions, so many things elevated and base. Reconstruct in your fantasy what is no more." This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
кохаю, навік полонив ти мене.
Ukrainian country singer who also happens to be of Ukrainian heritage. That was Sonia Lee with a song from her Ukrainian album Від щирого серця, From the Heart, and that was De Hore Carpate, in the Carpathian Mountains. Bringing it north of the border, this is Dovira coming up next. They're from Toronto, and their take on a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Їхав, їхав козак містом, a Cossack came into town.
чорна, се чорна, бо чорна, як циганка. З чим се полюбила, з чим се полюбила, чорнявого Іванка. З чим се полюбила, з чим се полюбила, чорнявого Іванка. Ой, там се полюбила, Іванка, так Іванка. Високі та струнке, сорочка вишиванка. Високі та струнке, сорочка вишиванка. Люблю с твою вроду, люблю дивитися, люблю дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду. Люблю дивитися, як ти йдеш по воду. Уїхай, кобої, Мадонна заридала, Іванкові присталась, Іванкові. Що його покохала, Іванкові пристались, Іванкові пристались, що його покохала. Пойди дула до лісу, та думо Я не поїду, я більше не поїду, кохання не залишу. Я більше не поїду, я більше не поїду, кохання не залишу. На горлі два дубочки, обидва зелененькі. Ми такі перувані, ми такі перувані, обоє чорнявенькі. Ми такі перувані, ми такі перувані, обоє чорнявенькі.
Popular Winnipeg band by the name of High Profile from their CD Tribute to Ukrainian Heritage and a traditional Ukrainian folk song Oi Chorna, Yesi Chorna, I'm a Dark-Eyed Beauty. Вислухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. При мікрофоні Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна.
Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knizhka Corner, we look at two books by Vancouver author Miroslav Patriu. Miroslav Patriu's Yaroslav's Treasure and the sequel, Yaroslav's Revenge, explore the current political and economic situation in Ukraine, as well as the history of a nation ravaged by invaders for hundreds of years. Perhaps the most remarkable aspect of these novels is the writer's extensive research and insight into Russian influence in Ukraine. The current crisis in Ukraine was no surprise to Patriu, since he predicted it in his two novels. In the prologue to Yaroslav's Treasure, Batu Khan is attacking Kyiv in 1240. In order to save the great library of Yaroslav the Wise, Ratibor, the leader of the Ukrainian warriors, seals it in an underground cave. It will stay hidden until 2003, when another Yaroslav, a Ukrainian-Canadian university student from Vancouver, discovers an ancient family treasure in Lviv. The treasure is a chronicle written over 750 years ago, detailing the location of the priceless lost library. Yarko's every move is watched by Russian agents who want to recover the great library for their own political purposes. While all of this is going on, Yarko falls in love with Ksenia, whose brother Vlodko is a policeman helping Yarko to find the treasure. As the quest unfolds, Ukraine experiences political change during the controversial election of President Yushchenko and the Orange Revolution, which tries to overthrow Ukraine's sham independence and staged democracy. Yaroslav's Revenge is the sequel to Yaroslav's Treasure. The political intrigue and nonstop action continue. It is now 2006, and Yarko is in Lviv working for Halimpex, the world's largest producer of glass Christmas tree ornaments. He acts as a courier for a clandestine organization fighting Russian influence in Ukraine. In the political sphere, Viktor Yanukovych has become the prime minister as the Orange Revolution slowly unravels. Yarko is determined to return the 11th century map of Vineland discovered in the Great Library of Yaroslav the Wise to Canada. Then his boss, Bohdan Dachko, is assassinated. Yarko gets involved in a complex web of intrigue, which involves the KGB, the Mossad, nuclear weapons, Ukrainian government corruption, the Russian Black Sea Fleet, and drug smuggling. Historical figures such as President Yushchenko and his wife Katerina, Alexander Litvinenko, Vladimir Putin, and Stephen Harper appear alongside Petriu's fictional characters, making this highly suspenseful novel more realistic. Miroslav Petriu is a gifted storyteller who gives readers amazing insights into Ukrainian history and current events. He also provides a window into the reality of being a young Ukrainian Canadian. As Yarko considers visiting Ukraine on his European vacation in Yaroslav's Treasure, Petriu tells readers, "Yarko was boiling over from all the subtle pressure a young Ukrainian feels all his life. Learn the language, sing the songs, read the books, find a Ukrainian girl, and so on." Miroslav Petriu is a retired engineer who has a passion for history. He was recognized for his work in the Ukrainian community with the Taras Shevchenko Medal in 2008. His first novel, Yaroslav's Treasure, was originally written in Ukrainian and was awarded the Anna Pidruchny Award for New Writers in 2002. It was published in English in 2009. His second novel, Yaroslav's Revenge, was published in 2012. Each novel contains a series of very informative maps as well as a comprehensive glossary of terms. The Orange Revolution and the events of the Maidan awakened many Ukrainians throughout the world to their history and the reality of Russian influence in Ukraine. Miroslav Petriu's two novels, Yaroslav's Treasure and Yaroslav's Revenge, should be required reading for everyone who wants to learn more about Ukrainian history and current events. These books are available at Amazon, Chapters, and Kuta Uma.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
Там чугає така нече, що
очі, як лущата. Жінка в нього чорна жаба, прикрита вусата.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
От такі жінки в тім засі, пані молодиці.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
От такі жінки в тім засі, пані молодиці. Чоршувати та багати хочу тю будівку. Може їй платити златом та водить до шинку.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
Не ходи орс нагору, а чекай на принця.
Ой, гой, дриці, дриці, ой, гой, дриці, дриці.
Не ходи орс нагору, а чекай на принця.
from their CD entitled Seam, which means seven. That was Kolena from Winnipeg and the Grassroots Waltz. Before them, you heard Millennia from Edmonton from their third CD called Bracha, which means brothers, and a song about Oresia. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming online at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Najam is just kinchila nash programu poranam prishtatisya nash tel den tejden bovshe chasu domu iskazate do pobachenia. Ale pered tem ya khochu zalashit vas takimi slovami mudrostya. Zle i dobre mozhno skazate tem samim yazykom. And our proverb of the week translates as good and evil may be spoken with the same tongue. Well, our time is about up, so to take us to the end of our program, we have the By Request Band from Steinbach, Manitoba, just outside of Winnipeg. From their CD, Ukrainian Boys Gone Wild, they'll wrap things up with Just for Glenn Polka. I'm Paula Demchik-McQuarrie, Pokadinska Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.